Well, thanks for joining us as we continue to pray through the Bible. I want to begin today with a question. So how do you respond to God when he answers your prayer with no? Some people become bitter. They conclude God cannot be trusted. Some become obstinate. They decide God cannot be served. Some become cynical. They assume God must not love them. But today I want you to check out David's response right after God told him that he was not to be the man to build the temple. When God answered him, "No, David, you're not the guy." 2 Samuel 7, 28 and 29, David responded this way, "And now, O Lord God, you are God, and your words are true, and you have promised this good thing to your servant. Now, therefore, may it please you to bless the house of your servant so that it may continue forever before you. For you, O Lord God, have spoken, and with your blessing shall the house of your servant be blessed forever." David recognized God's work in the past. God's gracious hand had established the strength of Israel. David acknowledged God's promises. And then David summed up his prayer with this declaration, "Sovereign Lord, you are God." So God didn't answer your prayer. Yeah, I know it's disappointing, isn't it? And I know the request was truly the desire of your heart. Can I encourage you with this? Can I encourage you to get on your knees before God and thank him for past answers? Thank him for future promises? Thank him that he really does know best? And then from the depth of your being, make this declaration, "Sovereign Lord, you are God and I am not." Don't ask God to change his answer. Ask him to change your heart. Here's some talking points. Even in your disappointment, thank God for all he has done. Thank him for his future promises. And yes, share with him your present disappointment. He wants to hear what's on your heart. And then declare to God your desire to submit to his decision. Ask him to help you surrender. Declare, "My God, I love you. I know you love me, and you'll always make the best decisions for me. You're God, and I am not." So, Father, I admit that I'm disappointed when the answer is no, but today I declare that you are God, and I am not, and I declare that in Jesus' name. Amen.